Hello, and welcome to our Audio Lectio Divina practice. Let's begin today with 2 minutes of quietness. Whether you need to breathe or space out or just listen to the music, allow the Holy Spirit to minister to you wherever you might find yourself. I'll give you 2 minutes here. One more minute. Invite the Holy Spirit to minister to you wherever you find yourself today. Let's pray. Holy Spirit, would we be attentive to your promptings today? Would you help us to learn the unforced rhythms of grace? Jesus, we want to hear your voice, to practice your ways. We open ourselves to you again. In your precious name we pray. Amen. Today we'll be reading from Luke 19. It's the story of Zacchaeus in the tree. We're going to read from the NLT and the Message versions. So we're going to start with the NLT version. And as you listen to the scripture for the first time, imagine yourself as Zacchaeus. Has there ever been a time where you felt like you were on the outside looking in? And not just that you didn't belong, but that you were actively rejected. Maybe it was for the way that you looked, or maybe it was for something you did. Place yourself in the story as Zacchaeus and allow the Holy Spirit to speak to you through your emotions, your imagination, maybe even your past. We begin at verse 1. Jesus entered Jericho and made his way through the town. There was a man there named Zacchaeus. He was the chief tax collector in the region, and he had become very rich. He tried to get a look at Jesus, but he was too short to see over the crowd. So he ran ahead and climbed a sycamore fig tree beside the road, for Jesus was going to pass that way. When Jesus came by, he looked up at Zacchaeus and called him by name. "Zacchaeus," he said, "quick, come down. I must be a guest in your home today." Zacchaeus quickly climbed down and took Jesus to his house in great excitement and joy. but the people were displeased. "He has gone to be a guest of a notorious sinner," they grumbled. Meanwhile, Zacchaeus stood before the Lord and said, "I will give half my wealth to the poor. Lord, and if I have cheated people on their taxes, I will give them back four times as much." Jesus responded, "Salvation has come to this home today, for this man has shown himself to be a true son of Abraham. For the Son of Man came to seek and save those who are lost." This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. As you listen to this well-known story, what emotions stood out to you? Maybe it was the feeling of pushing through the crowd and not being able to see. Maybe even it was the feeling of shoulders shoving back at you, actively not letting you see. Perhaps it was the feeling of wondering what was so special about this rabbi. Maybe it was the feeling of being seen by Jesus, the sound of your name in his voice, his openness, his kindness. I'm going to give you 2 minutes here, but imagine what it would have felt like to be met with the profound kindness of Jesus. How does this change the way that you see God? I'll give you 2 minutes here. One more minute. How would it feel like to be met with the profound kindness of Jesus? And how does this interaction change the way that you see God? Now let's listen to the story again. But this time, imagine the scene as someone in the crowd. Maybe imagine yourself as one of the disciples with Jesus. Zacchaeus is a known social pariah. Even associating with him is a blemish on your reputation. He's known to be a cheat. Maybe you've even been cheated by him. And you know people who have been financially gutted because of his actions. So listen now from the perspective as someone in the crowd. We begin with verse 1 from the Message version. Then Jesus entered and walked through Jericho. There was a man there, his name Zacchaeus, the head tax man, and quite rich. He desperately wanted to see Jesus, but the crowd was in his way. He was a short man and couldn't see over the crowd. So he ran on ahead and climbed up in a sycamore tree so he could see Jesus when he came by. When Jesus got to the tree, he looked up. He said, "Zacchaeus, hurry down. Today is my day to be a guest in your home." Zacchaeus scrambled out of the tree, hardly believing his good luck, delighted to take Jesus home with him. But everyone who saw the incident was indignant and grumped. What business does he have getting cozy with this crook? Zacchaeus just stood there, a little stunned. He stammered apologetically, "Master, I give away half of my income to the poor. And if I'm caught cheating, I pay 4 times the damages." Then Jesus said, "Today is salvation day in this home. Here he is, Zacchaeus, son of Abraham. For the Son of Man came to find and restore the lost." What emotions did you feel being someone in the crowd? Isn't it a little bit bothersome to imagine Jesus being kind to someone who has wronged or cheated society? Doesn't it feel kind of unjust? I'll give you a minute to sit in that discomfort and allow the Holy Spirit to hold you in that place. In this story, I wish there was an encore, or maybe some sort of continuation, like a "Where Are They Now?" kind of special, like they do after the Fab Five do a Queer Eye makeover, or after Chip and Joanna Gaines redo a home and fixer upper. I wonder how Zacchaeus lived the rest of his life in that town. I wonder how the community responded to his 180-degree transformation. How his life must have changed drastically after meeting and encountering God in the flesh. If I'm honest, it was a little troublesome for me to imagine Jesus being kind to the Bernie Madoff of the Bible. But what if this happened in our day? What if Bernie Madoff, the notorious American fraudster who ran the largest Ponzi scheme in history, met Jesus? What if he encountered the living God and admitted to his wrongs and actively sought out providing restitution for his actions? Not just paying back, but paying 4 times the amount back to those he cheated. Wouldn't that make many people who didn't know Jesus want to know him? To ask, what kind of profound kindness is this? On Sunday, PB explained that God's kingdom, the gospel, is good for the world because it doesn't just rescue the poor, but it calls the powerful to repentance. It offers forgiveness and an opportunity for the rich, the powerful, and the privileged to live rightly before God. How radical is this gospel truth? It's important to remember that just because there is repentance and forgiveness, it doesn't mean there are no consequences. In this story, we see that Zacchaeus responds to Jesus' kindness by taking responsibility. He takes actionable steps toward making right the wrongs he committed. That's the good news of God's kindness. He's not soft, but he's kind. And thank God that he's in charge of justice. Thank God that he is kinder than we are, that he is kind to us. Because haven't we been each of these people? We might not have cheated people out of their money, but we have been Zacchaeus in the tree, needing God's compassion and forgiveness for the mistakes and blunders and injustice we have caused or have been complicit to. And we have been those in the crowd, hurt and victimized by those who abuse their power and privilege. And Jesus meets us both, the bully in us and the bullied. Let's pray. God of the powerless and the powerful, you are God over all. Whether you meet us in the crowd or in the tree, we say yes to your invitation today. We say that your wisdom is greater than ours, and the way that your kingdom works is better than any economy we have here on earth. In your kindness, we respond with repentance. Would you form us in your image? And would we have your heart? In your precious name we pray. Amen. Thank you for joining us for this week's Lectio Divina Practice. Until next time, bye.